This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Welcome back. Morning Shift. Triple in for Tiffany. We got Mike. We got Day-Day. We got Dylon. Let's get to it, man. This is the greatest day of the week.
Hey, massage the thing a little bit.
No,
you know what I mean?
No, got to get in. No foreplay. No foreplay. Just get right after it.
Every now and then.
Get right after it.
Don't just, you know, go.
I'm so glad
we don't have cameras live in here. My hand motion. I was like, you just don't just plow in there, you know? You gotta beat around the bush a little. Before we get there, because this is something I want to bring up. Shedeur Sanders on Mel Kiper's latest board is rated as the number one quarterback. So Mel Kiper is ranking Shedeur Sanders ahead of Cam Ward in his latest ranking. Now, I don't know if that extends all the way to his mock. I'm assuming it does if that's where he's got him ranked at. But that's going to be interesting because we led off the show and I was like, there's a guy from CBS Sports that had Shedeur falling behind Jackson Dart at the end of the first round.
I mean, who knows, man? It's such an inexact science.
Well, and that's where I want to go real quick, just 2 minutes before we get to mic'd up. If Shedeur Sanders was drafted to the Saints this year, does it make you feel any way good or bad? Does it make you like, I'm not scared of Shedeur Sanders in the future? If he's the Saints quarterback, then fine. Or are you like, good, glad they got Shedeur Sanders?
The jury's out on him. I know he gets it. You know, he's kind of polarizing because of who his dad is. That's all it is.
Sure.
The hubris and arrogance always of his father, but I've always loved Deion Sanders.
He brought that up in his combine speech. He was like, look, we're used to having that spotlight.
Yeah. Okay.
I do love the fact that Shedeur is unapologetically him. Here's the thing. Here's the caveat I'll throw in there. If there is some front office personnel that doesn't like that version of him, I don't blame them either.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That's okay.
If you don't want to work with a guy who is you know, brash and, you know, slightly arrogant, then that's fine too.
The thing I always heard about Deion was, and Harper LaBelle says this, when he played with Deion with the Falcons, that greatest teammate imaginable. You had the public persona.
Yeah.
And I remember interviewing Deion back when he was with the Braves. He would sit there and put all the stuff on and get into character as prime time.
Yeah.
And then
for sure.
That'd be his public persona. Great
it's,
teammate.
It's like
I would imagine the same
like
about Shedeur.
Yeah. That may be true. And, you know, they've had, look, man, they used to be, when Shedeur was like 13, they were on like a reality show.
Yeah.
You know, you still see
that's right.
That.
That's right.
It's crazy. But look, if he does go to the Saints, I think it would behoove him to sit behind Derek Carr for a year because I think that would be the situation because of the money and then, you know, hit the ground running in 2026.
Hey, good for them. They made Colorado football sexy. I watched Colorado games because of that.
I give Deion a ton of credit.
Absolutely.
Whether or not you like the guy, he has. And I'll be the first one to say it. I hated the way he went about his business when he got there.
Oh yeah,
the whole
yeah.
Louis thing.
Yeah, that,
because
that was
dude, because I've been in those shoes before. Those kids.
Yeah.
And if Nick Saban had walked into Alabama and said, "Hey, we're bringing in Louis," I'd have been like, "All right, well, I guess I should probably transfer."
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? Had not started at that point, so hated that. But you got to give the guy credit.
That's
for
the PT Barnum in him, you know.
Yeah,
that's all. But yeah, that was kind of inartful. But you know.
Anyways, Dylon, let's roll. Before we unleash the mad dog that is Dylan Matthews, I got to remind you that this Mic'd Up is brought to you by Buffalo's Cafe. Come wing it family style at one of Buffalo's Cafe's 13 Atlanta locations. They are in full swing with the college basketball madness right now. I saw a lot of that yesterday. But, yeah, go hit your local Buffalo's Cafe because they got good chicken wings, unlike QT, I guess. But, anyways, that's a topic for another day.
Fellas, I have a plethora of Fair Foul Friday questions for you, and I'm very excited, just like you are as well. We will get to the one that I teased about whether or not the Falcons are Super Bowl contenders if they land Trey Hendrickson. I want to start with this one, though, because today is National Pi Day. Can't forget about that.
There's always some national day for something.
But today's like a legit one,
though.
P.I.
Okay.
Because, you know, the start of Pi is 3.14.
Oh, I get it, because it's 314.
Yeah.
So it's March 14th.
Today's a legit national day. But to your point, Rob Triple, yes, there are a bunch of just crazy national days every day. Fair or foul, Pi, the food pie, is a top five dessert. Rob Triple, we'll start with you.
Oh, fair. Absolutely.
I'm just to list off, you got ice cream.
Is tiramisu considered a pie?
No,
I think that's more like cake than anything, right?
It's more of a...
I guess it is. I love tiramisu. You know?
Tiramisu is very good.
Oh, I love
it. You got ice cream, you got cookies, frozen yogurt, cobblers, cupcakes.
Top five, absolutely.
Okay.
Top three, maybe not, but I love pie.
Yeah, let me think. I got, you know, there's cake in there. I got bread pudding. No, you know what? I almost forgot about pecan pie. Definitely top five for pecan pie. You can't not select pecan pie in the top five. So, yes, I will say top five.
Hot apple pie with melting vanilla ice cream.
Maybe not top three, but definitely top five if you include pecan.
All right, I love it. All right, let's get to the one I teased now since we have plenty of time for it. Fair or foul, Falcons are a Super Bowl contender if they land Trey Hendrickson. Mike, we'll start with you this time.
No, and I hate saying that, but the answer is no. You have to land. There's still question marks. Are you telling me if you land Trey Hendrickson that you're moving forward with DeMarco Helms at safety? Can't do it, right? Richie Grant's not here. Justin Simmons won't be here. You have to find a safety. You think you've addressed other pieces on the defense, but look, I think that it's a massive step in making a playoff run. Do I think that they're still at the level of the Eagles, the Chiefs, you know, whoever else you want to throw out there, the Lions? No, I can't say that for certain yet, but I do think that they would be on the right track. There's still just so many names, so many players left to develop in that front seven that it's hard for me to kind of make that leap from going non-playoff all the way to Super Bowl contender.
The romantic in me, I'm just going to say yes.
Ooh.
Wishful thinking, because I just want it to be true so badly, so maybe I'm speaking it into existence.
Put in the atmosphere.
But, yeah, but clearly his argument is far more compelling than mine, but that's just me as a Falcon fan.
We just talked about this, man. I try to always keep the positive outlook on the Atlanta Falcons, look for the upside, but as things stand, particularly on our defensive interior, and obviously Trey Hendrickson changes the edge, but on the interior, I just don't know. Dorlus hasn't even barely played.
I know.
Neither is Rook. And Eddie Goldman's not here.
Either, yeah.
And nobody's here anymore. So we'll see, man. But that is a very important position when you talk about making Super Bowl runs. The interior of your defensive line is way up there. I don't know that we're there just yet.
We'll get back to the NFL in just a minute here. But, Rob, earlier you were talking about how, I forgot the name that you said, but a young girl of yours that you had a special moment with, a kiss with at a skating rink. She tried to ruin your reputation as a kisser.
No, it was a friend.
Oh, it was a friend.
A girl that I knew because I was kissing a girl from another school, and she saw me kissing that girl and said, he looks stupid kissing.
Well, I say all that to say, and I relive that moment, because fair or foul, you enjoyed your first kiss. A lot of people's first kiss are bad, but fair or foul, you enjoyed your first kiss.
The idea of it, because it was like a milestone.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, I'm trying to think of where or how old I was when I had mine. I would have been like middle school. And I mean, you want to talk about the pulse just racing. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Like, you're just like, your heart is pounding out of your chest.
Yeah.
Like,
I mean, I had the Komodo dragon tongue, but you know, I got through it.
She is the baddest chick alive. You know, I don't even remember. I'm trying to think. Like, you know, 12-year-old Jenny is the baddest chick alive.
But first love.
I think I enjoyed mine, I want to say. Yeah, I think I did. I was on somebody's front porch or friend's house. Yeah, remember that? Like it was yesterday.
There you go.
You don't just live in your home. you live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Solid. All right, let's get back to the NFL. Apparently, after the Cowboys, we talked about him a little bit, the Cowboys signing Miles Sanders to a one-year deal. Apparently now they are working on a deal with Cooper Kupp, according to Adam Schefter. Fair foul, the Cowboys is a good fit for Cooper Kupp. Rob, we'll start with you.
Fair, he's still serviceable. I mean, what is he, 32, 33 now?
Something around that.
He did have that triple crown. He's still a quality receiver. I don't think he's necessarily game breaker like he once was, but yeah, sure. Why not? Man. You need more than one.
I tend to agree with you. I think for Cooper Kupp, it's a better fit than probably for the Dallas Cowboys.
Kupp is 31, by the way.
Yeah, I think that Cooper Kupp, that's a great landing spot for him. It's a offensive-minded head coach with an established quarterback and other weapons that you're going to be able to utilize around you. For the Cowboys, though, if I'm a Cowboys fan and I want to be a negative person, which some Cowboys fans are now because it's been a quarter century, more than that, since you've been good, I would say that they have had so many injuries on that team over the last couple of years, specifically on defense, but on offense as well. I mean, you can point at Dak last year that happened in Atlanta, adding another guy who has not been healthy in a couple of years is probably not as sexy as it might sound when you look at the name. We brought this up about edge rushers earlier. I want guys that actually come in and produce more than I want a name. Yeah. But I think that it's a good landing spot for him. So I'll say it's probably fair that that's a good spot.
All right. We'll get back to the NFL again in just a second. But first, let's go to the hard one and talk about the Atlanta Hawks. Bogey is returning tonight. Y'all talked about it earlier. Fair foul. Bogey has 20 points or more tonight. 20 or more for Bogey tonight. Mike, we'll start with you.
Fair. And I have nothing statistically that's going to back me up that says that that's going to happen.
Just a feel.
But having been the Hawks fan, that it seems like that just happens. You know, it just – I don't know what it is, man. It just feels like – and this is not true, but this is what it feels like. When Al Horford comes in the building, he makes an impact. When other players come in the building, they make an impact. Bogey's going to – there will be an impact from Bogey tonight. Will it be 20? Maybe. But I'll just – the Hawks fan in me says, yes, that's fair.
Well, judging from what he used to do with the Hawks, if he had a 30-point night, that means the next game he sits out with back spasms. So I'm going to say foul.
All right, back to the NFL one final time. Joe Flacco, fair foul, will be a starting QB this upcoming season. He's getting looks at the Giants, and, you know, he's been a name out there along with Aaron Rodgers and Russell Wilson. So, Rob, we'll start with you. Fair foul, Joe Flacco will be a starting QB this season.
I'll say fair. Yeah. There's still something left in the tank, certainly, right?
Look good with Cleveland.
I will say, let me throw this piece of nuance and caveat in with my answer. Not week one, but by week 10.
Yeah.
Not week one, but
that makes sense.
And the numbers, look, if you look at the last, I don't know, 5 years, the average numbers have been like 63 starting quarterbacks in the NFL per season. Look, and that's why Joe Flacco has come to fruition and had this kind of second chapter
of his
career.
That's why they pulled him off
his couch. Right. That's why he's had this second chapter, and that's why he's getting looks right now. So will he be a starting quarterback week one? No. No, man, somebody's going to have a plan A. He ain't going to be it. But Joe Flacco, by week 10, he'll be plugged in somewhere. You'll see Joe Flacco slinging around. Joe Flacco throws for 280 and three tuds and a pick. And, you know, so-and-so had an upset win, whoever it is. But, no, week one, I'd say it's foul. But, yeah, some point.
Let me end on a Falcons note here on Fair Foul Friday. Fair foul. The Falcons will draft a Georgia player in one of the first three rounds. I know they have a third-round pick, but maybe they trade back and get a third or some sort. So just putting that out there. Fair foul. Falcons will draft a Georgia player in one of the first three rounds. Mike, we'll start with you.
You know what's funny is I'm going to start with foul.
Uh-huh.
But the Falcons always seem to zig when everybody else is zagging. So I'm gonna actually flip my way around and say it's fair. Just when I've gone on a limb and talked about how good Ryan Neusel can be, they'll go and draft Jared Wilson in the second round, and they'll make me look stupid. So yeah, I'll throw that out there. I'll say yeah, hey, bring one of them Bulldogs home. I like it.
I'll say foul. They already gave the lip service and the appearance of doing due diligence by visiting Athens on the pro day with that massive amount of people, 22 in total, but I'll say foul, they won't.
Yeah, Terry will be afterwards talking about ethos and fit and everything like that, and yeah, that's where we'll be. Yeah.
There you go. That's Fair Foul Friday.
Nice
Thanks job, for playing.
Nice work, buddy.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Omacid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Omacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at omacid.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.